With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. More tariffs on the way.
President Donald Trump is announcing tariffs of 30% against the European Union and Mexico, effective August 1st. Trump announced the tariffs on two of the U.S.'s biggest trade partners in letters posted to his social media account. In Trump's letter to Mexico, he acknowledges the country has been helpful in reducing the flow of fentanyl into the U.S. and migrants entering the U.S. illegally. But he says Mexico hasn't done enough to stop North America from turning into a, quote, narco-trafficking playground, end quote. In his letter to the European Union, Trump says the U.S. trade deficit is a national security threat. I'm Donna Water.
President Trump has toured the devastation of the flash flooding in Texas, adding that he did speak with a number of parents who lost children.
They lost their child or two children, and just hard to believe what, I've never seen anything like it, a little narrow river that becomes a monster.
And the president says the damage is unprecedented.
It's hard to believe the devastation. Trees that are 100 years old just ripped out of the ground. I've never seen anything like it. I've seen a lot of bad ones. I've gone to a lot of hurricanes, a lot of tornadoes. I've never seen anything like this. This is a bad one.
A federal appeals court has tossed out an agreement that would have allowed accused 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed to plead guilty in a deal, sparing him the risk of execution for al-Qaeda's attacks. The decision undoes an attempt to wrap up more than 20 years of prosecution beset by a number of troubles. United States having its worst year for measles in more than 30 years. CDC says the United States has had nearly 1,300 cases, that's since the beginning of this year. This is SRN News. Some recent immigrants say religious freedom is the best thing about the United States of America.
Baptist Press has been quizzing Southern Baptist leaders who were born in other countries, and to a man, the thing they say they treasure most about this country is the freedom to practice their faith. Pastor Alexei Karmilov, who lives in California, says in the Soviet Union, his father, grandfather, and great-grandfather were all persecuted for their faith. Pastor Misael Rodriguez, who works for Louisiana Baptist University, was hounded by the authorities in Cuba. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China is targeting a popular church as part of its ongoing crackdown on Christianity. International Christian Concern says the communist government carried out several raids on the Zion Church earlier this summer. Pastors have been arrested. A number of parishioners have undergone long questioning and a Christian literature confiscated by police. This is SRN News. A plea deal for the mastermind of the 9/11.
A divided federal appeals court has thrown out an agreement that would have allowed accused September 11th mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed to plead guilty in a deal sparing him the death penalty for al-Qaeda's 2001 attacks. Friday's decision suggests no quick end to the long struggle by the U.S. military and successive administrations to bring to justice the man charged with planning one of the deadliest attacks on the United States. Mohammed is accused of developing the plot to crash hijacked airliners into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. One hijacked plane crashed in Pennsylvania. Thousands died in the attacks. Keith Peters, Washington.
An Atlanta man sentenced to 150 years for killing his 4-year-old daughter by denying the child food and water. Authorities arrested Rodney McGuay in December of 2023. More details at srnnews.com.